gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III, coming to you on this Tuesday as I'm recording this back in Kansas City, Missouri, May 7th, 2024. For some reason, I'm tempted to say the wrong date. May 7th, 2024, a 3Y Podcast with EG3, all about the latest what's going on with running, other sports in Kansas City, and amongst other things that might come across this desk, the 3Y Podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast for the very first time, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here this evening or whenever you listen to this. Of course, this will be out midweek tomorrow, which will be Wednesday by the time you listen to this. So anytime after that is fine. No race actually this week. Very truly, and I'm going to get into that on the back end of this episode today. If you've been listening to us since the beginning of this revamped podcast, thank you so much for sticking around and listening each and every week. Make sure you tell a fellow friend about this podcast as well. And of course, we have one lone bonus episode. There's more in the works currently. Well, not right now, but down in the future, in the later future. So, my friend Elise bonus episode is on that. If you missed out on that, you can only find that on Podbean. All my bonus content between the two podcasts, between this one and the K-State one that I do with my co-host Alex Aiden, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. All the bonus content between these two podcasts will be on that. Again, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, not E-E-R. The number 3. Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, and then, of course, at podcast. you get the drift of that as well. A jam-packed show here. I don't have very much time, so we'll see how much I can get squeezed in here. Of course, it was a doubleheader for yours truly, 5K doubleheader weekend. I did these races last year. Different outcomes. This time, rolling a pair of twos. Well, technically, well, it should have been a pair of twos, but actually one was a third, was a three. I'll get touched on that as well. And of course, look at other races as well. I know Lincoln, Nebraska had a half marathon, and a marathon happened last weekend as well. And breaking news, which went down yesterday for yours truly, and the reason why I'm backing out of this weekend's race of at Heritage. So I'll announce that, but let's just get right on into it here. Tower to tower and outpacing melanoma, of course, that's a good cause right there, which involves those that have been affected by skin cancer. But working chronologically forward, tower to tower, right? Last year, took both of these last year. Of course, I didn't do this podcast, so, but took both of these races. This one, obviously, this had kind of a weird vibe to it, dealing with the rain, everything else like that. So, dealing with all that, and of course, you know, again, just like last week, we recorded last week's episode with a thunderstorm ahead of these races here. Again, that was last week's episode, so if you missed out on that, please go back and check that out first before listening to this one. Yeah, we recorded that right as the storms were hitting, and then, of course, last night, recording with Alex on the K-State pod, driving home, that guy to understand as well. So we're in a time period that, you know, we're in unknown weather. You don't know what's going to hit. Scary weather, very scary stuff out there as well. And also, we need to be thinking about why I'm on this roll here of friends out there, Westmoreland, Kansas. I lived in Manhattan, had two stints in Manhattan, Kansas, and got to know the area, Westmoreland, got to know quite a few people in that area a little bit. While I had my time out there, they got hit the worst of the tornado a couple weeks ago, so they're still, unfortunately, dealing with that, so we need to be thinking about them as well. About Tower Tower, again, same thing like the trolley race last weekend, right? Unknown weather situation, and then you get an email from Tower Tower folks saying, yeah, we are all good to go. It's raining out here, but everything's good to go. All right. So here we go again. Kind of waiting on this weather situation, how it's going to play out and everything else. Rain or shine. But of course, We don't play around with thunder and lightning. We don't do that. We don't do that. Okay, of course, right? So get there, Lenexa, Kansas. Water One sponsors this race, pretty sure, because you're running tower to tower. And last year's, finished second. And obviously, this year, last year won a thing. So 3.07 was the time last year that I put down. Probably was a little short. I get it. This time around, I didn't even look at my watch at all. So for neither race, and if for a 5K or 10K, I don't really have much time to be looking down there to see what pace I'm at. I'm used to going, looking straight ahead to see either I'm out front or I'm behind someone usually. Looking straight ahead to see if I can get to the person and pass them, which we'll get to outpacing melanoma here in a little bit. But yeah, this one really was long. The course this year was long. I don't know why. It felt longer running it. And of course, on a U-turn, hitting that big gust headwind. And knowing that I had a race the next day, I kind of backed off the gas a little bit there coming to the line to end my race there. But yeah, going out felt a little longer than last year. Of course, looking at a friend of ours had compared the two races, and I thought the difference was the out, because I sure as heck thought that was a little further than it was last year. Of course, it's hillier than outpacing melanoma, which took place at Corbett Woods, which I like the course a lot, whether it's a 5K or the last time I was on that particular course, Corbett Woods, was a KC Hustle Run 10K, which featured the pavement and the trail portion of those race of that race. But yeah, going out first, that was the longest comparison out of the two, because last year the turnaround out, when you go out to your right, first off, when you turn out right from the start finish line, you're going out a little bit, then you turn making that right outside the exit of the parking lot. That was shorter. And then this year, apparently, it was longer. And then the leader, of course, who won the thing, went all the way out. Now, again, maybe it's maybe a little bit of fault of, you know, the course. I hate to put the blame on that, on how the setup was. But, yeah, I do remember last year turning around and staying on the same side. I do remember that. So, that threw me off. And when seeing the leader of the race venture all the way out there, and that got hairy. That got hairy for a minute there, but luckily he was able to get back on and continue on pulling away from yours truly there out there. But did all I could there and just decided, well, I'm ready. I know I have a race in the back of my mind on Sunday. I got to back off just a little bit. So, which turned out to be a huge difference later in the weekend. But yeah, that was weird. And then wanted to get up out of there. And look, I get that we have to wait around for the kids to run it. I get that. But some of us had to leave or wanted to leave early, not stick around for the awards, which that was a whole mess in itself there. This time around, last year, it was good. This time, yes, I won last year, but I know I didn't win this year, but the whole vibe getting there before that, it just, for me, I know I said this on Instagram page, Instagram recap that I did, Spaghetti Eddie, with the number, including the number 3 with Eddie on it. But it's the whole vibe of everything, just to sit well. And then seeing the guy that won the race, it's like, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. So yeah, that didn't sit. That I had the wrong mindset already. So when you do that, you're already in trouble there. But I knew, like, all right, let's see what we're gonna do with this guy. Because, and then getting ready to get right out of the guy, of the little kid, shout out to him. And I don't have the finishing order pulled up. He finished. The little guy came up to me, talked to me for a little bit with a backwards hat. He finished 4th. He came in at 20 minutes You talk to me a little bit. Said, want to get a gauge on. I don't like pregame engagement. It's just for me personally. It just sets, you know, talking to these kids, or I mean, I could talk with you afterwards and play around with you, but I'm in that mindset that I'm in game mode. I don't really want to talk. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to come out like that. But it's just grown in me, competing since I was a little kid, whether it's baseball, football, and later on adding track and field game, right? So that just didn't sit well. But I just told him, you know, hey, you know, I run 17, 18, you know, somewhere around there, just to give him an estimate there. I thought the kid was going to be like the kid we ran into, me and Matt ran into last weekend, or 2 weeks ago now, at the Trolley 4 Mile downtown at the plaza. I thought it was going to be that kid. That kid looked fast. So I don't want to really ride with you right now. I'm getting ready to race. So there's that. And I hear the same kid talk to the eventual winner, and he said something, and that also put me in a bad mindset as well. Said 15, 16, you know, just go down here. 17, we'll see. Yep. That discouraged me a little bit there, knowing that I really want to win. I mean, yes, fast forward ahead. Yes, I win both the age groups. Yeah, but eventually, like my guy Martin Truex, NASCAR driver, sorry. Eventually, a win, overall win is coming. And I know it's coming. I know I can feel it for sure. I know it's coming. Hopefully, we can get it before I enter into Chicago Marathon training. But if not, it's okay. But I really want to win. But so there's that whole thing going on. But yeah, just the thing that, you know, hey, we want to get our awards. We don't want to stick around. People have other things to do, adulting to do. And I get that we have to wait around with the kids, but some of us have important adulting stuff to get to, or kids have other stuff going on that we want to get to and other things like that. And that just seems, honestly, again, I hate to bash other folks' race, but that just seems a bad vibe right there. Disrespecting other adults like that. I don't know. So, finishing second there in that race on Saturday, and with the course being long, 19-minute time there was ugly. I mean, yeah, Strava had me at 18:10. So, that was a full minute, 19. That looked ugly. I know that was course long and all that, but that personally didn't sit well either for a while, and eventually I got over that. So, yeah, there's that. The 3Y Podcast EG3 coming to you from KC, Missouri on this Tuesday, recording on Tuesday, just after I got done with an afternoon run. EG3 in the building, Eddie Gritter III checking with you on this Tuesday. Episode will come out tomorrow on Wednesday. No race. No race for me this weekend, and it's the only weekend I'm going to have not racing. Explain that coming up on segment 3. All right, so get to that point Sunday. Fast forward now. We're into Sunday now. Outpacing Melanoma. Again, this is a double 5K weekend. I did these exact same two races a year ago. One swept both of them and should have been all. Now, again, I didn't win both of these. They should have been in twos. But this one. You're getting off my soapbox in this one. All right, so not with the race, because the race, I love Cooper Woods, and obviously come back with a finish flurry there. Again, teammate lost to a teammate again this time, and you know his name. I met him. I never seen him before. Apparently, we live close to each other. I get Jeremy. He ended up winning the race. I should have finished second. No question. I came by myself second. But then, I'll get to that. My rant here in a second. But, yeah, started out again. Wasn't sure how it was going to feel. But actually, the first mile of the Outpacing Melanoma 5K, I got tight because of a long pregame ceremonies. And I understand that. I get that. Come off of a nice warm-up and then staying around cold. Wasn't cold, but it was little chilly at the start line, just staying there, waiting an extra 15-20 minutes, staying there, all right, with all that other stuff, that could wait, honestly, And this is my opinion, my podcast, my opinion. That could wait until after, because you could do that honor and stuff after the fact. Again, I sound like I don't like these phrases, but I'm just calling what I see it. But so, yeah, they did that introductory and all that with the people that are doing the kind of the start of the race. So there's that. That took a little bit. And then the start, I was tight. And I could tell I was tight because for mile one got passed. And this was the difference here. Got settled back to fifth. And this is where my rant goes, because the guy that, of course, accordingly, apparently finished second, blasted out like a shot out of a cannon. He started like mid-pack, and all of a sudden, like, where the hell he come from? He's second behind Jeremy, and he didn't really advance his position anymore, because he kind of stood right there. So I get hauled down, got past for third, and immediately passed for fourth. All right, I'm in trouble already. Just like the beard run, I was in a little bit more pain than I was here. More shockingly, because, all right, I have to stay right here. That was my mindset right there. I have to stay right here, right? Otherwise, I'm gonna get made fun of here if I lose to these guys. shout out Tyler, Kyler. We see me racing each other more times than not. Tyler, Kyler, shout out to you guys here on the 3Y Pod. But I gotta stay with these guys. So mile two, Kyler doesn't get away from me much. I catch up with him, and I just sit. All right, I have to play in these guys. I have to sit on these guys. Tyler was a little bit out, a little bit further than I was, than me and Kyler were at that point. So I have to start getting these guys. And then the last mile, the mile of the weekend, I start passing guys. So Kyler, yep, make the post, make work of him. All right. I'm warming up now. So in the fourth spot, get Tyler. Tyler had a good gap on me there. All right, get to him, draft off him a little bit, because he did the same thing to me. He like, well, you draft off me, did well. I can hear you breathing in mile one, so I know you're drafting off me for damn sure. So I come up silently, right behind him for a little bit, and then I get this boost. All of a sudden, make quick work of him, Tyler. So I'm in the third spot. Second, wasn't too, I could see Jeremy the whole way. Not kicking myself in the head, why did I run both races when an opportunity to win? Just like the Beard run. I run Westport the day before Beard, which, again, the times were Shane winning it at 37, which I run that. I could have won that by run the previous day. That doesn't help me. That does not help me at all. So I can't learn from my mistakes whatsoever. So if you're FOMO, what they're calling it, what the kids calling it around, right? FOMO, fear of missing out. So you have to run this race because your friends are running them. Or in this case, or a few weeks ago, when the start of this podcast happened, I was not going to win Westport. It did it anyway. So I'm no better. So here's the same thing. I was going to run Tower to Tower, and then the folks at Tower to Tower emailed me, said, you were last year's winner. We had a few registration for you. It's like, oh, all right, sweet. I ain't got to pay for this. I'll jump in it. I'll jump back in it. That's my own fault. That's my own fault. So that, I have nothing to blame on myself. But anyways, yeah, so back to outpacing melanoma. All right, so here we are. Here I am. Get past Kyler for fourth. Catch up to Tyler. Get past him. Get the boost on him. I'm in third. I see second. Again, he stood right there the entire time. He didn't move anywhere. So get to him. Get that kick. Got past him. I'm off to the race to the finish line. Bam. Second. And one of those photos, I don't know how he got back up to my... He's right on my ass. Right there. He's right there like, what? We'll see what the blame first with the chip, because I came in second all by myself, but he was right there, right tucking nip right there when I look at that finish photo. Oh my goodness. So this is why little kids out there run, and I did run through the finish line, unlike what I did the day before, because I just trotted there. I was like, you know, I ain't gonna win this race. I'm gonna just trot. to cross the line. That's bad. That's mad bad mojo. All right, so this time I sprint right there with him right there behind me. I didn't even hear him. So that was probably the difference. It could have been that, or I actually blame that on the start because that dude came like a sprint. Like, he was running 100 or something right there. And for that reason, I got bumped. The third was stupid chip time. I hate that. I hate it. I don't like it. It just, I'm so screwed with this, with this costing me positions. Now, luckily enough, it hasn't cost me a win, an overall win yet. That's a whole nother situation, but this chip time thing, I don't like it. I hate it. I hate it. This should have been a second, but instead bumped to third, whatever. So it's still a top podium finish for yours truly. So sweat the podiums, and again, won the age group for this race as well. Well, in my division anyway. So took first in both of those checkered flag waves there. That's, I'm going to quite a world nose, but I want to win, damn it. I want to win in the most worst way, and hopefully, maybe, might be saving it for best for last in a couple weeks. We go back to Manhattan for the Bill Snyder 10th Annual Bill Snyder Races out there in Manhattan, Kansas, to defend the 5K out there. So we'll see. We'll see. But I'll be extra motivated. Again, I said it on last week's episode, and I'll say it again. I'll probably say it up until that point. I'm extra motivated for a lot of reasons. So H's get back out there for damn sure. Out there for sure, but and to catch up with some folk out there. But yeah, so that's the difference there. He must have sped back up because I didn't hear anybody. I know the crowd, shout out to them. One lady that I came across afterwards saying that I was gaining on them, and Jeremy and me and Jeremy talked. Casey smoked. We should have finished one too, but I digress on that. But we talked afterwards, and the difference was he got out. And to me, that's just not my thing, getting out. I like to catch kind of this vibe of my time, unless it's a relay race, which that's going to lead into my next last segment before that. But yeah, that's just not my strong suit, getting out and holding, because I'm afraid I'm gonna pass out if I get out and run a fast mile. It's just not, and you know the rule, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go out like a you-know-what for the first mile. That's just, for me, that's just not my strength. Unless it's a mile run by itself and I can just go. Just like that. Boom, on a track and go. But yeah, so top three and the time was much better. Sub-18 again. Back to your regular scheduled programming on that note. On that, so third place finish at the Outpacing Melanoma 5K. Age win, group win. And you go back to the trolley run. One age group, shockingly. I still don't know how I managed that, but one age group there, one age group tower to tower, despite the long ass course. One Outpacing Melanoma with right on the dot, 3.13. Yes, sir. So I'm going to run that. I'm going to roll on that part, but I'm close to a win. I don't know when, damn it. So we'll see what happens there. And again, shout out to those who went up to Lincoln, Nebraska to run those races, the Lincoln Half and the Marathon last weekend. This is the 3-Wide Pod with EG3, yours truly, in the building. EG3, Andy Greer III here. If you're your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate it. You guys stopping by, giving us a listen here this evening or whenever you listen to this episode. Again, no race for yours truly this weekend. Why is that? Because, and of course, oh, I better do the Podbean channel. Solely on Podbean, you're going to find the least episode on that channel. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast on Podbean. Only on Podbean, my bonus content between my two podcasts that I do on a weekly basis. But yeah, the reason why I'm not doing it, because breaking news, my friend Lay texted me in the middle of work yesterday, and it was with a text saying Tim can't do it, and Tim wanted me to still do it because I was the original backup, and this is the, and now the name, gosh, the name of, like, why'd you guys sign up for the Sprint Olympic Relay? What is this? but I did this before. Well, this was a different race, the Matt Mason Tri Relay last fall that I did last year. We finished what, third or fourth? And I can't, and I feel bad because I can't remember the young lady's name who did the bike. So that's shameless right there. I apologize for that. But yeah, me, Lay, and a sweet young lady that was smoking it on the bike. took third overall and won the relay division. And I wasn't too far. And damn it, I wasn't too far from the overall. So, yeah. So this is what relays come for. I love relays because that's the moneymaker right there, as Alex says. My brother Alex says about that Flash Dash. That's the same weekend as Flash Dash. I wasn't going to do that anyway. That's next weekend. In North Kansas City, I wasn't going to do that anyways. I wasn't going to race, period. I'm still getting ready for Bill Snyder 5K and getting ready slowly, which is a month from now, KC Metro Mile, going down under lights, prime time, track, baby. You know, it's no better atmosphere than under lights, track and field. That's my opinion. So, so I'll leave it right there. But anyways, yeah, so yours truly gets called up saying, hey, Tim Fields, shout out Tim Fields. He had some things to take care of, so he's not able to do it. So now you're truly stepping sixth man off the bench, coming in to do it. So you're truly will be doing the 10K leg, which is the anchor leg of the Sprint KC Triathlon Sprint Olympic style. Like, why did you guys sign up for this? Sign up for this division? But anyway, I know from what Lay has told me, Tim's a very good biker. Lay's a very good swimmer, and I'm obviously, you know what I do. I can bring it, whether it's 5K, 400 meter, 4x4, you know what to do there. So I'm pumped up for the opportunity again. So now, this is going to be at Smithfield Lake again, I believe. The same trail or same lake trail area as the Matt Mason in August, which I'm going to do again because we are the defending relay champs. And we finished third. I think we finished third. I gotta go back and check that on that. But yeah, absolutely. I just can't wait for next weekend. So I originally planned. Well, this was several months back when I was in Manhattan. Signed up for Heritage the 15K, which I really want to do these oddball races, but I just can't. I can't do it. So I'm taking myself off of it. Just kind of getting myself a little bit of a breather because the relay is fun and I want to put emphasis on that 5K and of course emphasis on the track meet in June and in another month. So I really want to put emphasis on that before kind of taking the foot off the gas, so to speak, and then getting ready finally for the anticipation of the training block for Chicago. So I really want an opportunity. It's like, hey, go out, have some fun. Let's do this thing. So your shooter will be doing the final leg of the 10K, and their team is called Lagerheads. I don't I don't know why that reason is. Maybe I probably need to ask Lay that question. I know Alex did it. My brother Alex did it several years ago. Not too long ago, several years ago, for that same relay. So I don't know. I know they've been between me, myself, Alex, and Leah, who's a part of Smoke / KC Endurance. Shout out. But yeah, so I'm really excited for that because relays, that is my favorite thing. Yes, 400, 800, you know, 5Ks and all that, I can do all that. 10Ks, yeah, I can do all that. But when it comes to track specifically, like relays, I don't. This is not on the track, but relay specifically, this stuff is fun. And it's fun. So Sprint Olympic relay style, woo! I can't wait for that. So that is next Saturday. Yours truly will be part of that. So let's see what we can do here. Yeah, I get it that, you know, there's other people that are actually doing the full, whatever it is you want to call it, half triathlons, whatever, and all that other stuff. But I was hauling last year trying to get up there and get after guys. So I know they're tired and all that, but you know, hey, I want to try to beat the next guy ahead of me. So that's just how my mind works when these races come up and when I'm in them. So when I'm in that type of mode, what I was talking about earlier with that little kid, like I want to buy with you, which I did talk to him afterwards, but before that, nah, man. I ain't all about that. I just want to be left alone. I mean, the pictures, yeah, that's one thing. No, pictures, that's one thing. But when I'm talking to these people, I don't want to do that. That's just how my mind works. But yeah, yours truly, more on this next week as we'll get closer. No Flash Dash is next week. North Kansas City. I'm not doing that this year. I did it last year. Won't do it this year. So, but yeah, definitely looking forward to the next 2 weekends, it looks like, because, yeah, nothing this weekend for yours truly. And then for everybody else, they might have it for everybody else racing. Good luck this weekend. For me, nope. Gonna chill. Gonna be on chill mode for a little bit. Get some more miles in. And then get ready for the KC Sprint Olympic Relay Squad. But anyways, that. And then I got Bill Snyder at the end of the month. Going back to the anticipated trip back to Manhattan. Haven't been back since the beginning of this year. So the anticipated trip back there. And then, of course, a week after that. No, I'm not doing Hospital Hill. Stop saying that. Not doing that, because that takes away the purpose. And then days after that, it's KC Metro Miles. So that's what we're looking at here for EG3 and this podcast here. And maybe there could be a bonus episode between now and then. I need to get back to some folk about that moving forward. So that's the weekend right there in kind of a nutshell. Kind of a busy 5K double weekend. Second Saturday, Tower to Tower 5K. And then Sunday, for a good cause, Outpacing Melanoma 5K out Corbin Woods. Third place, should have been second, but whatever. We already talked about that. The case of the twos, should have been twos, but we digress there. We got to move on now and to set our eye focus on the Sprint Olympic Relay, which will be next weekend out at Smithfield Lake. And, of course, the one I've circled since leaving Manhattan, returning champion of the Bill Snyder 5K. And, of course, let's not forget about the half marathon. Could be a showdown in the half marathon. I know there's a showdown for sure. So, in a change of the course as well. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. I know several of my... I'm still in the group. We're still vibing. Still in the group. And look, I'll explain more when we get to Bill Snyder Week. I'll explain more when we get there. But, yeah, I've been talking with quite a few, or kind of been in the chat with those that are going to be doing the Bill Snyder half this year, and they ain't having it. they ain't like it. They don't like it. Of course, it was all because of K. We blame you, KDOT, for the change, but I'm not doing it. I'm doing the 5K, which is still the same from what I've heard, so they're definitely anxious to get back out there, but we gotta take it one step at a time. Just get our miles in this week, and then, yeah, before we know it, we're getting ready for the KC Triathlon Sprint Relay next weekend. A 3-Y podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do. What is going on? Whenever we do decide, ADD here. Let's do that again. Get distracted. A 3-Y podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're freely available weekly whenever we do decide to record running content or sports content in KC or whatever important, come across the EG3 desk line here in Kansas City, Missouri. Wow, another good episode here this week on the podcast. If you're already subscribed to this podcast, thank you so much for subscribing, listening each and every week. For those of you new to the podcast, thank you again for stopping by and giving us a listen here tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast. Again, this will go out tomorrow on our usual day, Wednesday. So midweek Wednesday will come out. So definitely be out for that. If you're not subscribed already, make sure you hit that like button. And I have not said this on either of the podcasts, so I'm going to say it right here. Give us a 5-star rating and a review if you want to. I'll leave that up to you if you want. But yeah, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating on this revamped podcast. That would be much appreciated. We have crossed the finish line on another edition of the 3-Y Podcast with EG3 this week. Appreciate you guys again. And if you're racing this weekend, good luck to you this weekend. If you're not, stay injury-free. Get those miles in. Get a good recovery. Do all that stuff. We will see you on the other side next week for another edition of the 3-Y Podcast with EG3. We out.